Chapter 7. The Tomb. Back in Verona, Friar Lawrence was visited by another friar. "Brother," said the friar as he came into Friar Lawrence's room.
"Friar John," replied Friar Lawrence, "welcome back from Mantua. What says Romeo? Or did he give you a letter for me?"
"I am sorry to say, brother, that I was not able to go to Mantua. I went to find another brother of ours to go with me before I left. He was helping the poor, but when I found him in the house of a sick family, searchers of the town came at the same time. The sickness in the house was easy to spread, so they locked us inside."
Surprised by this news, Friar Lawrence asked,
"Then who took my letter to Romeo in Mantua?"
"I could not send it. I have it here. I could not even send it back to you while we were locked in the house."
"This is terrible," said Friar Lawrence. "That letter had important news for Romeo. By not getting it to him, much danger may be done. Friar John, go find me an iron bar. Bring it here at once."
As Friar John ran off to find an iron bar, Friar Lawrence was left to his own thoughts.
"I must go to the tomb alone," he thought. "Juliet will wake up in less than 3 hours. She will be upset when she finds Romeo is not with me. But I will write another letter to Mantua. I will hide her here in my room until Romeo comes."
Paris was visiting the tomb at that moment. He had come with his servant to lay flowers by the side of his dead bride. He asked his servant to wait in another place while he went to the tomb alone. However, before Paris could enter the tomb, another man arrived. It was Romeo. Paris quickly hid before Romeo saw him. Romeo had come directly from Mantua with his servant Balthasar. He would not let Balthasar go near the tomb, though. Instead, he gave the servant a letter for Romeo's father and told him to go away. Then, with an iron bar that he brought, Romeo opened the door of the Capulet tomb. Paris feared that Romeo had come to do some harm. Stepping out of hiding, Paris called out,
"Stop, villain! You are that Montague sent away by the prince! I have caught you! You will go with me now! For by the prince's order, you must die!"
"That is why I have come," replied Romeo. "Good, gentle youth, run away and leave me, I beg you. Do not make me add another sin on my head by making me fight. Be gone!"
"I will not go," said Paris.
"Then we must fight, boy," yelled Romeo.
The two young men hit their swords together with a great noise. Paris's servant heard the noise and came quickly to find his master. When he saw Romeo and Paris fighting, the servant ran to find help for his master. Filled with anger, love, and sadness, Romeo fought like a wild man. His sword finally hit the mark, and Paris fell.
"I am killed," said Paris as he lay at Romeo's feet.
"Do one thing for me now, sir. Open the tomb and lay me inside with Juliet."
Before Romeo could answer, Paris died. Feeling pity for the poor young man, Romeo picked up Paris. He carried him into the tomb and put his body beside Juliet. As he looked at his wife, Romeo said, "Oh, my love, death has had no power over your beauty. Your lips are still red. Your cheeks are not pale. Dear Juliet, why are you yet so fair? Here will I stay with you to rest forever. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. Lips, kiss one last time before death." Holding up the poison that he bought in Mantua, Romeo said,
"Here is to my love."
And then he drank it. The poison was strong. As Romeo felt it working, he fell to his knees by Juliet's side. There he said,
"With a kiss, I die."
Only moments after Romeo died, Friar Lawrence arrived near the tomb.
He was surprised to find Balthasar standing among the graves. Romeo's servant was waiting for his master to come out again from the tomb. When Friar Lawrence learned that Romeo was in the tomb, he asked,
"How long has he been in there?"
"Half an hour," replied Balthasar.
"Come with me into the tomb."
"I cannot, sir," said the servant. "My master thinks I am gone from here. I stayed against his orders. He said he would kill me if he found me here."
Friar Lawrence went to the tomb alone. He noticed the blood just outside the door of the tomb. He also saw two swords lying on the ground. Filled with fear, the friar went into the tomb. There he found the bloody body of Paris and the poisoned body of Romeo. Before he could think of what to do, Juliet woke up. Seeing the friar, Juliet said,
"Oh, friar, where is my lord? Where is my Romeo?"
"I hear something," said the friar quickly. "We must leave from here, lady. A greater power has destroyed all of our plans. Come, come away. Your husband lies dead there, and Paris, too. Come, I will take you to live with nuns. We must hurry from here. Someone will come and find us."
However, Juliet refused to leave the side of her dead husband. Instead, she ordered the friar to go away. Friar Lawrence obeyed her and left the young girl alone in the tomb. By Romeo's side, Juliet found an empty vial. She guessed right away that it had held poison.
"What have you done, Romeo?"
she asked in the silence of the tomb.
"You drank it all and left not a drop for me. I will kiss your lips. Maybe enough poison remains on them to kill me."
But kissing her dead husband did nothing to Juliet. She could only say,
"Your lips are still warm."
Suddenly, the sound of voices came from outside the tomb.
"Someone is coming," Juliet told her dead husband. "Then I must be quick. Oh, dagger!"
The young girl took Romeo's dagger from his belt and said,
"I will be your sheath. Rest here and let me die."
With one quick stab, Juliet sent the dagger into her heart. Then she fell dead across Romeo's body. The guard who watched over the tombs was the first to find the bodies of Paris, Romeo, and Juliet. In no time, word spread through all of Verona. However, the news was confusing. Finally, the prince arrived to find out what had happened. At the tomb, he ordered his men to bring the Capulets and Montagues. The prince's men found Friar Lawrence and Balthasar hiding among the graves near the tomb. They were brought before the prince to explain things.
"I will be brief,"
the friar said sadly to the prince.
"Romeo, there dead, was husband to Juliet. I married them. On the day they were married, Romeo killed Tybalt. He was sent away from Verona, and then Juliet's father promised her to Paris. She came to me to ask for help. I gave her a sleeping potion. It made her seem dead. I sent a letter to tell Romeo to come. It told him when Juliet would wake up. We would both be here waiting for her. But my letter never reached him. I came alone to get Juliet when the potion's power wore off. I found Paris and Romeo dead. Juliet woke up, and I told her to come away with me, but she would not. I was afraid and ran away. And now it looks like the poor girl took her own life."
Balthasar and Paris's servant were also questioned by the prince. The letter for old Montague that Romeo had given to Balthasar was also read. And so the prince came to understand the whole sad story of Romeo and Juliet. The prince turned to old Capulet and old Montague. He said, "Capulet and Montague, do you see what your quarrel has caused? Heaven has killed your joys with love, and I have lost Paris, a man from my own family as well. All of us are punished."
"Brother Montague," said old Capulet, "give me your hand.
My hand is yours since my daughter married your son.
I will give you more, promised old Montague. I will raise a statue of pure gold. By it, all Verona will remember true and faithful Juliet.
And a statue of Romeo of the same pure gold will stand by his lady's side.
And so, the two families finally came to peace through a sad means. Then the prince told the two old men,
Go, talk more of these sad things. Some will be forgiven, some will be punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.